Republican Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn's annual waste book, released Tuesday, purports to document cases of wasteful federal spending. Number 59 in the 100-item list is a $450,000 federal grant awarded to Juneau's Alaskan Brewing Company. The waste book says the grant gives the already successful company a big profit boost courtesy of the federal government. The money covered a quarter of the cost of the brewing company's first-of-its-kind boiler that generates heat from the spent grains used to make beer.
So that was a significant risk to be the first, you know, brewery in the world to try this system, and the USDA's grant helped us mitigate a portion of that risk.
That's company spokesman Andy Klein. They're taking the listing in stride.
I think that it gives us an opportunity to talk about a project we're incredibly proud of. So, you know, I think that this guy has his opinion, but in fact, it's barely negative.
Klein says the environmental and federal government also benefit.
Part of the point of what the senator said is that we're a successful brand and we're enjoyed in 15 states, and we're happy with that success, and that success allows us to pay about $2 million annually in federal excise taxes. So on a dollar figure alone, the federal government's getting a pretty good return on that investment.
Klein says no one from the senator's office has contacted the company about the listing. Two other Alaska items made the wasteful spending list: the Denali Commission and the Kinnick Arm Bridge.